something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
This is Alice Wolfley with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear from Stuart Greenberg. His parents were communists who had been politically active in the 30s. They moved often during his childhood and passed on their values of gender equality and communal living. He participated in the birth of the organic farming movement in Illinois before moving to California as a single dad when his children were 2 and 4 years old. They settled in Laytonville, where he raised them off the grid.
I moved here in the late summer of 1976. I arrived here with 48 cents in my pocket. Mm-hmm. California is where you can make your dream a reality.
And what was that dream?
That dream was to see more and more communes, more people living peaceably, gender equality, diversity. I wanted to buy land. The second day I was looking, and I found this amazing 40-acre piece that had everything, flatlands, a year-round creek, a mountain, all of the resources you could want. It was $28,000 for 40 acres, and I built a house by hand without electricity. So it nearly killed me, sawing wood by hand all day long, but I did it. But I was 28. If you asked me to do that now, I'd say, what, are you crazy? Yes, there were downsides. I was a single dad. I wasn't getting help raising the kids. There were very few people in terms of dating. Mostly, I worked hard on the land. Unless you've tried to build a house without electricity, you wouldn't know. It's constant work. And having 2 children, there really isn't a lot of time for socializing. But other than that, no, I was in heaven. I just thought this is what I wanted, and here it is. I'm a child of the 60s, and the biggest change in my life, intellectually, spiritually, took place after taking psychedelics. Completely opened my mind and my heart to greater and wider perceptions, changed my view of reality in a very positive way. I used them throughout the 60s and the 70s, and I was arrested for possession of LSD in Illinois in 1966, actually, when I was 19 years old. But I continued after probation ended. Just not as much as I did when I was 19, 20, 21, 22. 24, I had children, and I rarely did psychedelics after that. I was very much in favor of legalization, or at least not getting busted. I don't know if I was in favor of legalization as much as lay off the busting of everybody. And so this county represented where most people who dropped out from everywhere else came to, because they like to get high and they like to be naked and they like to have sex and they like to sing and dance. And so did I. And you can't do that in Southern Illinois.
Were you able to experience gender equality when you were in Mendocino County?
No. Women were still treated differently then. The idea was there, but the relationships, for whatever reason, testosterone or whatever, men seemed to be bullying. Men were the primary landowners. There was always hit on the women kind of vibe. I think the benefits that my children enjoyed and from living back off the land was the experience of living in nature, unplugged from the grid. We did not have electricity. I wanted them to know what it was like to experience the quiet, although there were times when I thought, if the tree frogs and crickets get any louder, I'm just going to freak out. Fresh air, good food. The benefits, looking back on it, were more for me. My children told me when they grew up, we really wished you had more money so we could have nicer clothes and television and new cars. And the first thing they both did when they moved out was to buy televisions. For me, coming of age in the 60s, being affected politically, spiritually, psychedelically, to me, that was these are the highlights of my life that changed from who I was to who I became to who I am. I call it the opus of my life. It was, and still is. Amazingly, I'm so grateful and thankful that I've had the opportunity to live here and live the life I have lived.
You've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. We just heard from Stuart Greenberg, who now lives in Elk. Archives of the program, along with photos, are available at kzyx.org and the Promise of Paradise Facebook page. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, Story Center, and Grace Hudson Museum.